Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm chapter 80 today, verses 8 through 19. Psalm 80, verses 8 through 19. The psalmist continues to God and he says, "You have brought a vine out of Egypt and you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They have burned it with fire, they have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face. But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved." Now, God had distinguished Israel as his, and he made the surrounding nations even afraid of Israel at the beginning. Listen to Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. In Joshua 2, verse 8, the people, especially Rahab and some of the people of Jericho, said this: "Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, 'I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen upon us, that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard of how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you devoted to destruction. And as soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath.'" So at the beginning, when God planted them in the land, the nations around knew and were afraid that God was the one doing it. But Israel rebelled, and they turned from God so that he removed his blessing and power and protection. He did this so that they would come back to him, kind of like what they're crying out for him to do right now. And they're coming back saying, "Save us." Listen to what God told him back in Deuteronomy 32. I'm going to start in verse 9. He says, "The Lord's portion is his people." This, by the way, Deuteronomy 32 is where God kind of lays out, if you ever read it, the whole history. He tells Israel their whole history, what has happened, what's going to happen, even in the future. "The Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, his allotted heritage. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that it flutters over its young, spreading out its wings and catching them, bearing them on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him, and no foreign god was with him. He made him ride on the high places of the land, and he ate the produce of the field, and he suckled him with honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, curds from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs, rams of Bashan, and goats, with the very finest of the wheat. And you drank foaming wine made from the blood of the grape." "But Jeshurun grew fat," that's Israel, "and kicked, and you grew fat, stout, and sleek. Then he forsook God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They stirred him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They'd sacrificed to demons that were not no gods, to gods they had never known, to new gods that had come recently, whom your fathers had never dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw it, and he spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. And he said, 'I'll hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they're a perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness.'" Now in verses 39, though, and following, it says this: "See, now I am he, and there's no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword will devour flesh and the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired heads of the enemy. Rejoice with him, O heavens. Bow down to him, all gods, for he avenges the blood of his children and takes vengeance on his adversaries. He repays those who hate him and cleanses his people's land." Here we see again the whole history. God revealed himself to Israel. They followed for a time. Then they rebelled. He gave them over to their wishes. But when they humbled themselves and called out to him, and which they will do in the last days, he will respond. He will save. For us, humble yourself, call out to him. He wounds, but he also heals. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.